Into item number six. This is amending commercial fishing rules to implement HB 1597, briefing, public hearing, and decision. And Peter, you're going to come in as a presenter as well.
No, that's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
So you're going to lead off?
I am, thank you.
Hi again. Gooey ducks, good?
You know, I am new to Washington. I have not had a gooey duck before. I know.
Yes, they're good.
Okay.
It's not fair that we get you guys before lunch.
I agree. I concur. And Peter will be joining us in just a moment. He'll be sharing at the end here. Oh, thank you. So, Chair Smith and Director Unsworth, Deputy Director Storr, and members of the Commission, I'm here with Deputy Chief Sensi today from Enforcement and Peter Verney from Licensing, and we're here to discuss amending and repealing WACs that are related to House Bill 1597, which is the commercial bill. As an overview, we're going to be discussing the objective, the commercial bill itself, and then the proposed WACs that we're proposing to change. And then we're going to be opening it up for questions and public hearing. So for our objectives, we are amending and repealing WACs related to the commercial bill, which was passed June 30th and will be going into effect on January 1st. For the commercial bill changes, that changes three terms that are currently found in WACs. So we have the wholesale fish dealer, which is going to be changing to, which is changing in January 1st to fish dealer. We have fish buyer, which is changing to wholesale fish buyer. And we have a direct retail endorsement, which is going to be replaced with the limited fish seller endorsement. We are removing the commercial bill also removed the anadromous game buyer license. It introduces the crew member license and it increased fees. Deputy Chief Sensi will be sharing some background on the commercial bill.
Thank you. This one.
Oh. Okay. So the commercial license scheme, commissioners, in Title 7765 is a 60-year patchwork of legislative modifications and additions, and it resulted in some overlapping activities regulated by different license types, some inconsistencies, and caused some confusion. So as the agency was proposing its fee legislation related to commercial licenses, there was an opportunity to simplify and in some cases combine and eliminate a few license and endorsements to provide greater clarity for industry and streamline the activities that we regulate as an agency. And the focus of that effort, though, was limited to licenses associated with the seafood trade and some commercial harvest vessel operations. So today, we're here to give you an overview of the related bill that passed into law and then brief you on rule changes intended to implement that law. We worked very closely with industry during the legislative session, which probably explains the lack of public comment, although I did talk to a gentleman in the hall who was concerned about how we are applying the fees compared to the old system and whether that dramatically impacts him financially. So none of the decisions you make here today are going to impact what he pays, but how there's potentially some policy room there, and we need to talk about that as an agency and get back with this constituent. So before House Bill 1597, a wholesale fish dealer's license was required to process and broker fish or shellfish. It was also required as a base license for fish buying and to employ others to buy fish on your behalf. And this license type was also one of two license avenues for fishermen that wanted to sell their own catch to someone other than a wholesale fish dealer. What I mean by that is direct sales to the consumer, to retail. So all of these businesses, whether you're a processor, you're a broker, you're a fish buyer, or you're a harvester who wanted to sell to the consumer, they were originally subject to a bond under that license structure. So by way of background, the surety bond is additional leverage the agency has over those businesses that are legally responsible for the accounting of the commercial catch. And not all the businesses I mentioned have that responsibility because they are not the original receiver of the commercial harvest. So, but by virtue of the old license structure, they were all required to maintain a bond anyway. It didn't make any sense. So we restructured the wholesale fish dealer's license to create a base fish dealer's license. That's what you see over on the right. And it allows brokering and processing a fish without a bond, which, as I mentioned, has zero application for these two specific activities. Brokering is defined as facilitating the sale or purchase of raw or frozen fish on a fee or commission basis without assuming title to that product. Processing includes processing fish and shellfish for payment. Go ahead. So before the change, former Department of Wildlife and Fisheries license influences existed in statute. Our laws still haven't merged completely like the agency has. And what I mean is separate licenses were required to buy and sell treaty Indian game fish, which was managed by the former Department of Wildlife, or a separate license was required by the Department of Fisheries to purchase food fish and shellfish. That didn't make a lot of sense to us. So the new wholesale fish buyer's endorsement replaces those two license types with a single endorsement tied to the base fish dealer's license. The endorsement also allows the holder to employ additional fish buyers. And this is where the gentleman in the hall had some concern about whether he was paying much, much more than what he understood he would be paying. Slide 7. So, pre the bill, there were two license avenues to sell your catch as a fisherman: a wholesale fish dealer's license or a direct retail endorsement, known as a DRE. A lot of our fishermen were confused as to which license they needed or what the advantages or disadvantages of either one were. Some people bought both just in case to be double covered. The idea was a good one. The old DRE design had a number of shortcomings, though. Only retail-eligible species could be sold. Those species were defined as crab, salmon, or sturgeon. So a commercial salmon trawler, for example, could only sell his Chinook salmon to the consumer off of his boat with a DRE, but he couldn't sell the albacore tuna that he could catch with the very same harvesting license to that same consumer. He had to go off and buy a wholesale fish dealer's license in order to do that. Made no sense. One of the visions of the DRE was eliminating all the health permits required when working in multiple county jurisdictions. The idea was not accurately reflected in the law. So we replaced the DRE with this endorsement. It's added as an option to the commercial fishing license, allowing commercial harvesters and designated alternates to sell any seafood that they're licensed to catch directly to the consumer. So there's no species restrictions, provided they have a license to harvest that species. We worked directly with the Department of Health, county health departments and the Department of Agriculture to craft an exemption to sort of employ this original vision under the DRE to exempt harvesters selling their catch to the consumer from the food service permitting requirements of Chapter 246.215, provided that the seller only sells fresh whole fish or fresh fish that have been cleaned and dressed. The opinion of the health officials was that there's a very low risk to the public's health, given seafood that's sold and traded in this manner. And so they can operate permit-free, but as part of the negotiated outcome with these other agencies, I wanted to support commercial fishing industry in this way. I now have a new infraction in our title for not having commercial grade ice and a proper amount of ice, whatever that is, on your fish. Don't know if we'll ever write that ticket, but it's there if we need it. Yes, sir. Unless he's a frequent flyer.
Next slide.
All right. Thank you, Deputy Chief Cincy. So Deputy Chief Cincy has provided you some background on the commercial bill. What I'm showing you is what our proposed WAC changes are. We have 20 WACs that had a pretty basic term change. So those terms that you saw before, fish dealer, wholesale fish buyer, and limited fish seller, those are the ones that were swapped out. So those were pretty basic WAC changes. There were six that need a little bit more clarification of the terms. And then there were three that have to do with anadromous game buyer licenses, and those ones were we are proposing to be repealed. For public commenting, we published our CR-102 on September 5th, and we sent letters to commercial fishers on September 13th. At this point, there hasn't been any public comments or concerns regarding the WACs that we're changing, but like Deputy Chief Cincy said, there has been some questions about the fees, and Peter Verney's going to talk a little bit about some concerns that came up from the guides.
So I have received, and Kelly Cunningham and probably a number of you have received some calls from guides out there who are very concerned about the how high the resident fees were raised and the non-resident fees were lowered because of the Ninth Circuit court case that's out there. Those comments, just making you aware that they're out there and they've been pretty frequent. I probably received 5 to 7 phone calls a day, a week for the last 3 weeks. And I know Kelly and Raquel Crozier and Senator VanderWeeg are both looking into the issue and will be trying to bring something forward to work with the Guide Association and get those prices realigned a little bit. But that has been the largest share of comments that we've received on the commercial bill.
All right, and I'd like to open it up for questions and public commenting.
Questions from the commission?
Can I just wait? Thank you. The presentation was much more interesting than trying to read through the regulations. So. And also, as a former health department director, please check the ice.
We will. I meant that we wouldn't need it because the compliance is going to be so high.
And Tricia, you said you're new to Washington. Are you new to the department?
I am, yeah. I moved out here in November. I'm originally from San Diego, California, and then I from Arizona last. I did my college experience out there, and now I'm here out in Washington.
Well, welcome to the department.
Yeah. I love it so far. Oh. Great state.
We didn't scare you off.
Not at all.
Okay, so we'll take the motion. We'll take one. Robert? One public comment.
Hi, I should probably fess up, Rob Sudar again from Longview, that I was the gentleman in the hall who had concerns about this. And I've been buying, I had a wholesaler's license for 35 years before bonds were even required. And it seemed like a very straightforward system to me, but that isn't, as with most of these things, what looks obvious to one person isn't obvious to everybody. And I did contact the licensing group per the letter we got from the director, because I didn't see what I expected to see, and they weren't real clear. And I did look over the long WAC code, which was, I tried to pick out what I thought applied to me, and I still wasn't real sure. So I talked to Mr. Sensi, and I think we found some common ground. But basically, the problem is that before, by buying a wholesaler's license, I was issued one right to buy fish from fishermen, as long as I posted the bond. And if I wanted to add buyers, then that cost me extra money. And this new description could mean that I have to have both, which would be a 250% increase in what I've been paying to buy. And I think that's unreasonable to increase it by that much. So he and I are going to talk it over, and along with the other staff, and get it squared away. But I think it's just something where I went to some of these meetings, and I talked, and most of the focus was on the licensing for the fishermen themselves. And I brought up my little area, but I was usually the only buyer there. And so I thought it was pretty well laid out, but I didn't know how it was going to get written up. And I think that's an unreasonable expectation, that I should go from 350 to 850 for my buyer's license. I just don't think that's a reasonable increase for a single buyer. And so that's hopefully what we'll be able to work out within the confines of the statute. So.
Well, let us know how the conversation.
Well, I hope I'll have good news for you, because, and I wanted to comment today, because if you know, a lot of times when these things come to a vote, it's too late to comment. And I don't have any doubt that Mr. Sensi will look this over and try to work it out. But I think this is, I think it would be inappropriate for my license staff to go up that much. So for what I, as a single buyer of seafood, and I already post the bond and do all those things, so. Okay, thank you.
Motion?
Question?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not sure if it's a question for Mr. Studer or for staff, but I guess I'm not clear about the process after a motion, something about working this out with regard to whether the fee would change from 350 to 850 or in between or down. I wonder if I could get some help in understanding, is this a final action of ours now that sets 850 for this gentleman, or is it set up for a process of further clarification?
Well, that's probably not me.
Thank you, Commissioner Isaacs, McIsaacs. This is a bill that was passed through the legislature, so it is in law currently. And if we will need to in the next session, if we need to make some changes or whatever, we'll have to work with legislators on that piece of it.
I was just going to add that we're changing terms and clarifying definitions to align with the policy call the legislature. So your decisions aren't relative any of the fee increases, just the term changes.
Yeah, and just a comment too. This bill, excuse me, came together at the very end, as many other pieces of legislation. It had a fiscal component to it, and so I think, you know, the issue that Mr. Sudar brings up was, you know, maybe not properly vetted within the legislature. It just came together all at once. I know there is an issue also that my organization has concerns with, pertaining to the crew license. And I think there will be, well, I know there will be an effort to maybe clean up some of the loose ends of this, because it did come together very much at the end without any real public input. So there may be other little tweaks that need to be made to the bill. Nothing major, but appreciate Mr. Sudar's testimony and his comments.
Okay, seeing no more questions, we have a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move to amend and repeal the WACs as presented by department staff.
Motion's been made. Is there a second? Second's been put forth. Further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor of the motion say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Opposed, say no. Yeses have it. Motion carries. Thank you very much.